So long, Saturday mail delivery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The U.S. Postal Service loses about $25 million a day, and this morning we learned about one way it plans to stop that hemorrhaging. The USPS is suspending regular Saturday mail delivery. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports.
It's clear what the USPS wants to do, scale back regular delivery by one day, thus saving $2 billion a year. What's not clear is if the post office can just stop stuffing mailboxes on Saturdays.
There is a requirement that is still applicable by Congress that the Postal Service deliver 6 days a week.
That's Gene Del Polito, president of the Association for Postal Commerce. It's a trade group that represents businesses that use mail. Since the post office will still deliver packages on Saturday, he says it might be able to get around the congressional requirement on a technicality. But he says what's really happening is the post office is calling Congress's bluff.
They're going to be facing off with each other, and I guess it depends on which one blinks.
Jerry Saracel is in charge of government affairs for the Direct Mail Association. He says all of its 2,000 members will have to make changes. For some, that will be a painful process. For others,
it will not be so difficult as long as the Postal Service maintains a service standard so they know when the mail is going to get into someone's house.
Cutting Saturday delivery will only save about an eighth of the USPS's annual shortfall. And yeah, that could mean two junk mail days a week. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.